You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, I talked to Dr. Arama Rata about the lack of coverage in a protest she attended and the New Zealand media's reporting on Gaza.
Yeah, so on the 14th of October, and since then, we've had lots of protests across the country. We've had thousands of people taking to the streets, and yet these protests have received very little coverage in our mainstream media. Many of the protesters that were there go to these types of things often, and they were, you know, quite shocked to see the discrepancy with how the media reports on this issue. So it's been very difficult to get messages in support of Palestine to cut through into our mainstream media.
And how did it feel not getting that coverage for you personally?
You know, it's really infuriating to see the way in which the media has been presenting what is unfolding at the moment, which is a genocide committed by Israel against Palestinian people. So when you have all of this hurt, you have all of this frustration, and then you have your mainstream media presenting this in a very skewed manner, it's really silencing the voices of the people who care about this issue. And it's really affecting the way that our democracy operates, because, you know, our politicians should listen to the people. So it's really exposing how foreign policy is not a democratic process here in New Zealand.
Why do you believe that the New Zealand media has this Israel-centric perspective?
There are lots of reasons why we're getting a really skewed perspective in our mainstream media. There's a really powerful Israel lobby that tries to control the narrative. We've got the kind of military, technology, industrial complex. So a lot of the tech companies that we think about as being these, like, you know, startup companies, these amazing entrepreneurs with all of these technical skills, are actually deeply embedded with militarism. And so for them, there is definitely a corporate incentive to promote narratives that encourage war, because there's a lot of money to be made through war. Another reason is that our media is chronically underfunded, and so most of our coverage that we see on events that are happening overseas are really just copied and pasted from what is coming out of the US and what is coming out of the UK. And so we're getting those perspectives in our mainstream media as well. There's this political pressure. So if a government wants to go to war with another country, that government controls all the institutions. So they're very easily able to silence people who speak up against these types of things, this genocide that's happening in Palestine.
And so could you just elaborate more on what the effects are of this bias on the people in New Zealand?
You know, we heard from the language that has been used from Israeli leaders, from US leaders, has been incredibly dehumanizing. There's this conflation of all Palestinians, Arabs and Muslims with terrorism, with barbarism. These types of narratives are just so common in our mainstream media. After the Christchurch terror attack, we saw our media companies here in New Zealand take down all their Islamophobic content that they'd been putting out for years, because they realised that the media was partly to blame for the atrocity that occurred in Christchurch. And yet we're seeing the same thing happen again. So they know that their Islamophobia causes harm, and yet we're seeing the same thing again here, which is justifying ethnic cleansing, apartheid and genocide.
How could you see change implemented in New Zealand media?
One of the really big issues is that when we talk about this issue, well, the media is obliged to present both sides of a story, but they use that to platform people who are pro-Israel, pro-genocide, pro-apartheid. And this is a very, very small group of individuals, but they have a lot of power to get themselves into the media because of this, you know, so-called balanced reporting. But when we have an issue like genocide, it is not ethical journalism to present pro-ethnic cleansing, pro-apartheid, pro-genocide views. Another thing they need to stop doing is presenting these stories completely out of context. So we always see these stories starting with some type of violence committed by the oppressed group here, which in this case is Palestinian people. So all of the coverage we've seen has the starting point of the 7th of October, which completely obfuscates the 75-year occupation, the massacres, the pushing people off of their land, and the 17-year siege that Gaza has been under. So if you take all of that context away, it looks as though in our media, this event started with violence caused by Palestinians, which is completely misleading, and it is confusing the public about what the real issues are. Another strategy that is used in this case is to present this as such a complicated issue that you need a PhD to even be able to voice an opinion on it. But it's actually colonialism, settler colonialism, violence, ethnic cleansing, plain and simple.
That was Dr. Arama Rata on New Zealand Media's Israel-centric bias. Yesterday I talked to Omar Hassania, who previously lived in Gaza, and who also attended a protest this weekend. I wanted to talk to him about his experiences as a Palestinian in New Zealand through these times. I began by talking about last weekend's protest.
On the weekend, on Saturday, somewhere between 6,000 and 10,000 people in Altea Square, a similar number in Wellington, and few hundreds all across New Zealand. And to be honest, there was some coverage, like in one of the news channels, 10 seconds, that's it. Yesterday, there was a rally that Israelis did, and their number was smaller than ours, but ours didn't get the same coverage, or it wasn't even mentioned. It's kind of frustrating because this is the third we've done, and this one we had much more people. And you see some cameras from the media and you see people, but you don't get the actual coverage of the event and what's been happening.
So you said you're part of the Palestinian Youth Aotearoa. When did you join this group?
So the group started 2 years ago when Israel was bombing Gaza in May 2021. And we thought that we want to showcase our culture in Aotearoa, and we wanted also to raise awareness about what's going on in Palestine. We don't get the opportunity to express our culture as much, or we don't get enough exposure to it sometimes. It's an amazing culture, the food, the music, and other certain aspects of it. So we decided to create this group so we can find other people with similar interests. And yeah, it's like a good safe space for Palestinians.
And so what has your group been doing since the escalation around October 7th onwards?
Providing a Palestinian perspective, because the Israelis are not just organized by Palestinian community, it's also by other Kiwis and Maori and like all sort of people. So our group been involved. We had a vigil in Altea Square, again, not covered by the media. It was more focused on rebuilding Gaza with Jenga blocks. We were talking about the history and how it's been built and how it's changing the last 2 years. The latest thing we've done, we actually had a small protest outside of TVNZ. We were protesting that they didn't hear our voice, our side of the story. Do you see us? That was our message. Do you see us? Do you hear us? Do you know us?
It does feel pretty obvious that there's such a Israel-centric bias in mainstream media. For me, online and on social media, it feels that there is a large community consensus and support of the Palestinian people. So I just have to ask, like, what has your experience been from the Auckland community since the escalation and prior?
I mean, people who know me well, they know what's been going on because we always talk about it. We always talk about the blockade on Gaza and the humanitarian crisis there. With every escalation, people come and talk to us and check. That's like in my inner circle who have some exposure, but other people who are not as connected to us, they know nothing. And it seems like the focus of everything is what happened on the 7th of October. And they've been ignoring or not knowing what's been happening afterwards over the last 3 weeks. And after 3 weeks of the events, you hear Fluxon talking about the events. And he's like, Israel has the right to defend itself. And this seems like very, very uninformed. It's either ignorant or racism, I'd say, because Israel might have the right to defend itself, but not the right to attack civilians in the name of self-defense. I don't know if you have heard about the museum. They wanted to light the museum in blue and white. And at the same day, about 1,000 Palestinians killed. The museum just wanted the blue and white colors. We understand that it was trying to support peace, not including us in discussions is not being helpful. And if you really wanted peace, you would have tried something more neutral rather than choosing one side over the other while that side is committing a genocide as we speak.
It feels, and I feel that as an outsider to it, many people did not want to talk about this issue prior, but now it feels like people can't ignore it. It does feel like a lot of people are aware that this is so unfair, so one-sided, so tragic. Do you think that this event could be the one to awaken people?
I honestly don't know, because what's happening is very, very, very bad. And like, imagine if we have a ceasefire immediately. Half of Gaza is destroyed already. There is no houses, more than 1 million refugees who already been refugees once in their life, at least. I really hope people wake up and open their eyes to what's been going on for the last few decades. I really hope that Palestine will be free and the people in Palestine will be liberated, will be able to self-rule over the land, not being occupied by military rule. People think that this is a religious issue between Muslims and Jews, but it's not. However, it would have been the same reaction from the Palestinians, really. So it's not about hating Jews or being anti-Semite. It's the willing to be free and to be liberated from the occupier. International organizations like Amnesty and Human Rights Watch did write reports claiming that Israel is an apartheid state. But the problem is people tend to not care because it's so far, it doesn't affect us. But I think like New Zealand has always been a leading when it comes to human rights. And I really hope that New Zealand would have a better stand in what's going on right now.
Do you feel that the way that you've been treated has improved whatsoever in this recent month?
Not at all. It's just these kind of events bring our community together again. That's probably the only positive thing, I'd say. Our community coming together more and better than ever. But other than that, outsiders don't. Maybe this time some of my friends did actually message me, which they didn't do a few years back. So I think like it's a step-by-step process and more people becoming aware, but still not enough.
As of today, 8,306 Palestinians have been confirmed dead in Gaza. To support Omar, check out Palestinian Youth Aotearoa. To support civilians in Gaza, consider donating to Doctors Without Borders or UNICEF. But either way, please stay informed and please stay on the right side of history.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.